Module 3, Lesson 2, More About Getting Around. 1. In this portion of the lesson, you will be learning how to say the names of three of Saudi Arabia's major cities, as well as a few other words pertaining to transportation and key places in a city. Probably the first place you'll see in Saudi Arabia is Dhahran on the Arabian Gulf, also called the Persian Gulf. It is the site of an important international air terminal, which is right next door to the Dhahran military base, where many American servicemen are stationed. In Arabic, it is called
Al-Dhahran.
Here we have a new sound to learn. In our text, we write this sound as capital D-H. In order to say it correctly, you have to tense your tongue and throat muscles, arch the back of your tongue upward, and try to say the sound that you have in the English word this. First, listen to the sound.
Va. 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 Va.
Try to repeat it.
Va. 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 Va.
Now listen again to the name Dhahran. And notice that the H before the rolled R is clearly pronounced.
Vahran. 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 Vahran.
Repeat it, and be sure to pronounce the H before the R.
Vahran. 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 Vahran.
This is the basic name, but Arabs always add the word meaning the, so that they are really saying the Dhahran. Before the word Dhahran, the word for the is not il, but ilv, having the same sound as the one at the beginning of the word Dhahran. Listen to it.
Il Dhahran. Al-Dhahran. Al-Dhahran.
Say it after the speaker.
Al-Dhahran. 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 Al-Dhahran.
2. The capital and largest city of Saudi Arabia is Riyadh. It could well happen that you'll be stationed there when you get to the country. Just as Arabs say the Dhahran, they also say the Riyadh. The word for the is ir, matching the R at the beginning of Riyadh. And the last sound in the word is dha, the same sound you have at the beginning of the word dhabit, meaning officer. Okay, listen to how Arabs say Riyadh.
Riyadh. Riyadh. Riyadh. Riyadh.
Repeat it.
Riyadh. 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 Riyadh.
3. The third largest city of Saudi Arabia, as well as being its principal port and commercial center, is Jeddah, which is located on the Red Sea. You will find it easy to pronounce this name, but remember to double the D in the middle of the word. First, listen.
Jeddah. Jeddah. Jeddah.
Repeat it.
Jeddah. Jeddah. Jeddah.
When talking to Saudis, you might want to say where you are stationed. For example, if you are an army captain stationed in Jeddah, you'll want to say the equivalent of, I'm in the American Army in Jeddah. Listen to how that's said in Arabic.
أنا في الجيش الأمريكي في جدة. أنا في الجيش الأمريكي في جدة.
Now let's hear you say it. Repeat it, first in two parts, then together.
أنا في الجيش الأمريكي في جدة. أنا في الجيش الأمريكي في جدة. أنا في الجيش الأمريكي في جدة. أنا في الجيش الأمريكي في جدة.
Supposing you're stationed in the American Mission compound in Riyadh, you'll want to be able to say, I'm from the American Mission in Riyadh, which is...
أنا من البعثة الأمريكية في الرياض.
First, let's learn to say the phrase in Riyadh. Listen to it. Notice how the word fi is shortened, and notice the strongly rolled double R sound.
في الرياض. في الرياض. في الرياض.
Repeat it.
في الرياض. في الرياض. في الرياض.
Now let's review the Arabic for the American mission. It is...
البعثة الأمريكية.
Repeat it.
البعثة الأمريكية. البعثة الأمريكية.
Now listen to the whole statement.
أنا من البعثة الأمريكية في الرياض. أنا من البعثة الأمريكية في الرياض.
Repeat it, first in parts, then together.
أنا من البعثة الأمريكية في الرياض. أنا من البعثة الأمريكية في الرياض. أنا من البعثة الأمريكية في الرياض. أنا من البعثة الأمريكية في الرياض.
Okay, the next sentence is for those of you in the Air Force, many of whom will be stationed in Dhahran. It is...
أنا في القوة الجوية في الظهران.
Meaning, I'm in the Air Force in Dhahran. First, let's practice the phrase, in Dhahran. Listen.
في الظهران. في الظهران. في الظهران.
Now repeat it.
في الظهران. في الظهران. في الظهران.
Now let's review the Arabic for the Air Force. It is...
القوة الجوية.
And I'm in the Air Force is...
أنا في القوة الجوية.
Repeat it.
أنا في القوة الجوية. أنا في القوة الجوية.
Now listen to the whole sentence, meaning, I'm in the Air Force in Dhahran.
أنا في القوة الجوية في الظهران. أنا في القوة الجوية في الظهران.
Repeat it, first in parts, then together.
أنا في القوة الجوية في الظهران. أنا في القوة الجوية في الظهران. أنا في القوة الجوية في الظهران. أنا في القوة الجوية في الظهران.
Four. The word for city is...
مدينة.
Listen to it.
مدينة. مدينة. مدينة.
Now repeat it.
مدينة. مدينة. مدينة.
When Arabs talk about a particular city, they very often use the phrase, the city of such and such. For example, they would often say the city of Riyadh instead of simply saying Riyadh. In Arabic, the city of Riyadh would be
مدينة الرياض.
When you say the city of such and such, the word Medina has a T added to the end. Listen to it again.
مدينة الرياض. مدينة الرياض. مدينة الرياض.
Repeat it.
مدينة الرياض. مدينة الرياض. مدينة الرياض.
Okay, you might sometime want to ask a Saudi where he is from. In such a case, you would say,
من وين أنت؟
Repeat it.
من وين أنت؟ من وين أنت؟
Now translate the answer to this question.
أنا من مدينة الرياض.
It means I'm from the city of Riyadh. He might have said,
أنا من مدينة جدة.
Which means what? It means I'm from the city of Jeddah. Supposing you are from Los Angeles, answer the following question, which a Saudi might ask you.
من وين أنت؟
You would say,
أنا من مدينة لوس أنجلوس.
Repeat it.
أنا من مدينة لوس أنجلوس. أنا من مدينة لوس أنجلوس.
Now I'll ask you where you're from. Answer me.
من وين أنت؟
You should say,
أنا من مدينة.
And then say the name of the city you are from.
End of module 3, side 3.